The shulchan is different. Even though true you have gold around it, the yikr is not the gold. It doesn't lose the shame wood. It's still called the wooden kli. Because the Torah, a pasuk in Yecheskel, calls it wood. The pasuk says, "Hamizbeach eitz." The mizbeach of eitz was shalosh ames gavoya v'arkoi shtayim ames. Or miktsayis of loy, and the corners are also in this cheshbin v'arkoi v'kirayis of eitz. Vayedabri Eli, he says, spoke to me, Zeh Shulchan Shalafnei Hashem. This is the Shulchan Shalafnei Hashem. So here you see the same post, it starts off talking about the Mizbeach Eitz, and then it says the Shulchan also is called Eitz. Mashma, the Shulchan is also called Eitz. So now the Gemara dashins, Postach b'Mizbeach, the post starts off calling a Mizbeach Eitz here. V'sayim b'Shulchan, and it ends off talking about the Shulchan. But the Eitz is good, we see it's called Eitz. But Stamat Akasha, why does the Pasuk change around from the Mizbeach to the Shulchan? So Rabbi Yechonim Resh Lakish, the Yarmut Tavayu, they both say like this. The Yarmut Tavayu, that Bizman She Beis HaMikdash Kayim, Bizman there was a Beis HaMikdash, Mizbeach Mechaper Al Adam. When a person did an Avera, he went to the Beis HaMikdash, brought a Korban, the Korban was Mechaper on you. That was your Kapora. Mashenkin Achsho, Bizman Azir, that we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, is Shulchanoi Shel Adam Mechaper Al Adam. Your shulchan is mechaper for you. So it's Rashi Bachnosas Orchim. That's that you have a table, you invite guests over, you do chesed with your table. So the fact you do gemilas chasodim, you do chesed with your table, that's mechaper for you. So that's why the same pasuk starts off talking about the mizbeach and ends off talking about the shulchan. So the shulchan here means the, it reads the shulchan of the mizbeach and the shulchan in the Beis HaMikdash. But I call upon him, it means the medama, a regular shulchan that we have to the mizbeach. So I call upon him, that's the teretz, that the pasuk is mashma clearly the shulchan is always called eitz. So even though here it's covered up with gold, it's still called eitz. So Milo, we had a kasha before, how come it's makabel tuma? It's makabel tuma because the Torah says shulchan ator, mashma there's such a thing as the shulchan atame. But the question was why? So teretz says the shulchan is called metalto. They used to pick up the shulchan, but when it came the regal time during Yom Tov, they used to pick up the shulchan to show the people outside the other regal the nest that's going on with the lechem upon him. So therefore, even as the kli yetz and his metaltos moved around, therefore would be mekabel tuma. So more about it. The Mishnah says, "Kol hakelim shebemikdash yesh lahem shniyim." All the different kelim they have in the Beis HaMikdash, so he always had duplicates. They had a second and third one also. Just in case the first one became Tomei, they had a second one. Chutz from the Mizbeach HaNechoshes, the Mizbeach HaZov, the Mizbeach was never Mekabel Tumah. So the more Mizbeach HaNechoshes, how do we know? The outside Mizbeach men had a kapper, they receive Mizbeach HaDoma Tasali. You make the Mizbeach HaDoma for me. Mashem, it's called HaDoma. And HaDoma is not Mekabel Tumah. Therefore, it's good why the Mizbeach HaNechoshes is not Mekabel Tumah. Mizbeach Azov, what about the inside Mizbeach, the golden one that they made the Keteris on? The Yechzir, the Pasuk says, V'yamizbeachos. It says the Pasuk, the Menorah and the Mizbeachos, the two Mizbeach. Mashma iskush Mizbeachos zelazer. There's the Ekish, one Mizbeach to the other one. The Torah, one place, calls them like both Mizbeachos. So Mashma, just like the Mizbeach and Achoshes, the Torah calls it Adoma, the Stama Kabutuma, Huadin Mizbeach Apnim. The one made out of gold also has a shema adama to it. That's a gzeras akosiv. It's not mekabel tuma. Right then, the chama maimrim mifnei shem etzupin. The chama at the end of the Mishnah says, "Tchura the argue on Reblezer." Reblezer says the mizbeach is not mekabel tuma. The chama say no, mifnei shem etzupin. No, they're covered up. So Mar says, what do the chama mean to say? The chura they mean to say that the reason why they're not mekabel tuma is because they're mitzupin. That's the way Lamshan the Mishnah. Rabbi Lezer says, why is it not mekabel tuma? Because the mizbech is called adama. It's delivered to the ground. It's karka. And Chum say no. You know why it's not mekabel tuma? Because it's mitzupa. It's coated with either copper or with gold. For the Gemara Adarabba, just the opposite. Kiva the mitzupin inu, since they're coated with gold or with copper, it's called a metal. Mitamu. That's the reason for careful why the mizbech should be mekabel tuma. It's called like a kli matches then. How could a Chum first to learn the chum is like a green trebleza, just saying another reason why it's not mekabel tuma. So that's not a reason. If it's coated with copper and with gold, for sure it should be mekabel tuma. So Mar Zayin Echonami, Eima v'chachomim etamim. Echonami, learn from the Mishnah, the chum are arguing. The chum are mechulik on trebleza. The chum say Echonami etamim, that the mizbeach is metamim. You know why? because mifnei shem mitzupin, because the maaser there's gold covering it or there's copper covering it. It's called a kli matris. Therefore, it's mekabel tumah. That's pshat nechachamim. Another terrace is like this. Rabbonim the Reb Lezer Kamri. The Rabbonim are talking back to Reb Lezer. Say like this. My daitcha, like, why do you have to come on to a new reason? You Reb Lezer. Why do you have to say a reason why the Mizbech is not Makabel Tumah? The reason why you have to have this new reason is because Mishum de Mitzupin. Because the whole sense is covered up with gold or with copper, really it should be a clear to Makabel Tumah. So you have to have the Gzeres Kosev that says Mizbech Adoma, it's not Makabel Tumah. So Chum is saying back, Mifta Bota Tzefuyin Gabayu. The Chum is saying back, no, you don't need that reason. The Tzipu itself is bottled to the Mizbech. The Iker is the Mizbech. The Rashi says, my Daitcha, the Alphas Taima Midikarin and Adoma, why do you Reb Lezer need a Posik? That's called Adoma. Holav Hochi Temeim, if it wouldn't be for this new Posik, that the Mizbech is called like Adoma, you would say it's Tomei, I forgot the Oslo Nachas, even though the Mizbech is also put in one place steady, not to move around, so the Chura, the Kli, eights, it should not be Mekama Tomer anyway. So what do you have to have a Posik for? Mivnei Shem Etzupin, or Boy Lameima Shatzipa Mavatlan, Bevelu Kli Matches. As you, Rabbi Yelot Shita, is that after the Kli itself, since it's coated with gold or with copper, I would say now I get the Shem Kli Matches. That should be Mekama Tomer. So therefore, Reb Lezer has to explain to us, how come it's not Mekabel Tumah? Only because the Torah calls it Mizbech Adam. So that's what Rabbanah is saying back. Rabbanah now is like explaining Reb Lezer. The Chum reminds me of Mifnei Shem Etzupin. That the Chum are explaining Reb Lezer. Why does Reb Lezer need a reason why it's not Mekabel Tumah? I lechur it's pashut not Mekabel Tumah. It's a kliyet sasul nachas. The Torah says, no, since it's Mitzupah, since it's coated with gold, really it should be called a golden Kli, and it should be Mekabel Tumah. That's why Reb Lezer needs a new Svara to say it's called a Kli Adam. Fight Amar Reb Avua, Amar Reb Lezer, Talmud Chochom Ein Or Shal Gehenim Shaletes Ben. A person that's a Talmud Chochom, he should know, in Gehenim the fire won't bother you. Ein Or Shal Gehenim Shaletes Ben. The fire of Gehenim can't burn, can't harm a Talmud Chochom. How does he know this? Kal v'choymer mi salmandro. Ava kal v'choymer from this salmandro. That is, Rashi says, that's the min chaya, Rashi says, chaya hanivras min or. It's a type of a chaya creature that's created from the fire. Kishaboyarin esh b'moker mechot sheva shonim tomid li hesed. If you have fire burning in one place for 7 straight years, then you'll have this masamdro that will come out. So you have a kal v'choymer from a salmandro. The what? Oma salamdura. She told us eshi. It comes out from the fire. It's created from fire. Hasach midoma. Ein or shaletis boy. If somebody smears the blood of this salamdura on him, fire won't harm you. Is Talmud Chacham. She called gufa yesh. Or Talmud Chacham that his whole body is cold like esh. The pasuk says, Haloi called koy devorai kesh du mashem. That a Talmud Chacham that learns Torah is cold like fire. The lachas kama v'kama that the fire won't bother him. So Mele Talmud Chacham himself does daima the fire of Eish of Gehenim won't bother him. And Amar Resh Lakish, Resh Lakish has a bigger chiddush. Amar Resh Lakish, Ein Or Shal Gehenim Shaletes Bepoishe Yisrael. The fire of Gehenim won't even burn up Rishoyim or Poishe Yisrael. People that are regular Yisrael that does Averis, still the fire of Gehenim won't be shalot, won't harm you. What does that mean? Kal v'choymer mizbeach hazov. I have a kal v'choymer from the mizbeach hazov, the golden mizbeach. Now, ma mizbeach hazov, ma duch the golden mizbeach. Sheinolo velakuve diner zov. You now think the gold was a very thin layer of gold. It's kuve diner zov, very thick layer. Trashi dove muit lechosa zov adenasa boynes. It was a very small amount of gold that was on top of the wood of the mizbeach hazov. Now, kam shonim. Ein or shletes boy. That in how many years the mizbech were called on the Beis Hamikdash was kayim, they used to say they have fire on it, and the fire was burning and burning there, and it didn't go through this little dinner worth of zov. The gold protected it, that the fire cannot get through to the wood. Is poisha Yisrael? Is even Yisrael the do averus? Shemalei mitzvahs, but a kol parim avad they did some mitzvahs also. Kerimoin, they have full mitzvahs like a pomegranate. The chesiv, what the pasuk says. like an open remind is rakosach your temples like. Because we dashin al tikri rakosecha, don't dashin your temples, el rekonim shebuch. It means even the empty people of Klai Yisrael, still they're full of mitzvahs, like a remind. Because even though you do normal, even though it does averis, but a koponim normally yid does mitzvahs also. Had to be through a lifetime you did mitzvahs. Since you did mitzvahs, as alachas kama v'kamam, that these mitzvahs should protect you. And male, the mitzvahs will protect even a regular yid, that the Yosher Genim won't be shelot upon him. The Taisa says like this. Taisa says, Poshe Yisrael ein Yosher Genim. Niro li, delaba Poshe Yisrael begufim. We're not talking about the Jews that do averis with their guf. So the Armin of Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah says, Poshe Yisrael begufon gehenim kolom, vein einim kolom. That even though Gehenna will burn and it'll end sometime, they'll never be finished. Mashma Poshe Yisrael begufon, those big averis, they'll be burnt in Gehenna. Ela b'poshe k'tzas kome. Here we're talking about you do a little amount of averis, not such big averis. V'mishim demasik lu Avram l'kulay, chutz mi b'orle akusis. The other Gemara says that Avram Avinu stands by the Pesach Shogehenim and he pulls you out. As long as you weren't boil akusis, as long as you didn't boil ashiksa. Or losik, the Armina Bresh Reisapasin, the Gemara in Ervin says. So Mela, since like Avram Avinu was there by the Gehenim taking the people out, that's Pshan al Gemaroso, Pershi Yisroel, is Einar Shogehenim Shletas Ben. Could be they feel the Yor, but Akoponim not burnt up totally there because Avram Avinu takes you out. To the Armina Mesef Azov. Hakel Yordim v'Yoylim Chutz Mishloisha. Even though everybody goes down and they come up, only three don't come up. Lav Gehenna Marv. It's not talking about the real Gehenna over there. Hela B'Mokim Achal Lidun means they go down to have a din Torah over there. Hein Yordim V'Yafa Nidun Liachas Shnei Mosa Chodesh Oylin. Even people that are Nidun for 12 months, then they come up. V'Yenidun Yosim Mishana Tamima. Person's din. That's why you say Kaddish Nuzi for a year. A din is only usually the most for 12 months. But Mashma, it's not called you're going down to Tip Kehenim, going down to another Mokum over there. But vice versa, whatever this means, in the Orosh Kehenim itself is not really sure completely, even over there, the Poshi Yisrael, because since they have mitzvahs, what Taisa says, Avram Avinu was there to save them. Taisa says, V'tanchum yei shoye Moshe Tema alzeh. Moshe was wondered about this. The Yefshish lo Yisarif eitz, like you only have a thin layer of gold on top of the wood, so shouldn't you be afraid maybe the fire will burn through the gold? The Yomalei Amokim, Kach Darki Beish Shelmala. That's the way the Eish Shelmala is. Eish Oichla Eish, V'yena Mechala, K'dichsiv Asnen En Wuchel. The Mizbech Azov, always the fire came down from the Mala. The fire Shelmala doesn't eat up. It burns, but it doesn't eat up. Therefore, even though there's a small amount of gold on top of the Mizbech, the fire never ruined it. Yehadin alecha chayim ba'kodesh likul ha'masech t'chagiga. Yehadin alecha chayim ba'kodesh likul ha'masech t'chagiga. Yehadin alecha chayim ba'kodesh likul ha'masech t'chagiga.